Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This text is the Old Testament lesson. I looked at the gospel, and for all I could, I couldn't figure out anything to do with it. You got to hate this, you got to hate that, you got to hate everything. I don't think so. I don't know that that isn't what's required, but then again, I'm not sure there are disciples here in the 21st century either. I'm not sure there weren't a select group back in the first century and that they didn't necessarily occur afterwards. Not all disciples were also apostles. Not all apostles were disciples. But he lays it down pretty hard on what he wants his disciples to do. So rather I chickened out and chose the Old Testament lesson. God talking to the Jews says, look, guys, this is where it's at. This is where it's going to be. This is what I provide for you. I'm going to give you all this stuff. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure that you've got this. I'm going to protect you from your enemies. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a place to go. But you got to choose. You got to make a choice. Well, choosing is something we're familiar with. You chose to get up this morning at some point in time. You also chose to come here. Some people didn't. They're not here, obviously. And then there's the great choice. What are we going to have for dinner? Every day we go through this. You never come up with a good answer. You dig in the freezer. You look someplace else. Well, we didn't have this week, so I guess we'll have it today. Maybe it's not what we want, but you got to have something, so you got to choose something. So you got to make a choice. That's what he laid on them. Choose. I'm not going to force you. I'm going to give you the chance, and I'm going to give you what it's there for. I'm going to give you what you're going to get, but you got to choose. You make the choice. He did this with them a number of times. He gave them the choice. He gave them the choice as they migrated through the desert. You can choose between me or the gods of the people that we take over on the way by. You can have them if you want them. You can take them. They're physical. They're some kind of a thing that you can hide, that you can take with you, that you can put under your bed. I'm live. I'm real. I'm the one true God. But you can choose to do business with them if that's what you want to do. Again, choose. Make a choice. And then live by what you choose. So he had the Jews. They were almost at the point of coming into the promised land. And they were going to have to choose whether it was going to be him or somebody else. And what was going to happen to them if they did. And he tries to indicate to them what they might get into if they don't. But again, it's up to them. Make a choice. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what the church is about? Make a choice. Decide which way you're going to go. How you're going to do what you're doing, who you're going to do it with. What's acceptable and what's not. What you can live with and what you can't. What's right, what's wrong. In a lot of cases, we don't get the answers. We just get the questions. And then we've got to make a choice as to how it's going to work for us. So he promised them he'd take care of them. But I'm not sure that they understood that, and I'm not sure that they believed it. I think sometimes they figured, well, he's got us this far, but we're not real sure whether he's going to keep taking care of us or not, whether we can be sure that we're going to be okay, or whether maybe we'd really rather go back there where we were. We don't want to talk about how it was when we left, that we ran out in front of the Egyptian army. We just barely got through the water before they got drowned. And we're not going to talk about what it was they were doing to us before we left and how bad we wanted to get out because of what was going on. We don't want to talk about that, but we're not real happy with what's going on. And maybe we'd just as soon go back to that. Maybe we'd rather choose what we had than what we've got. So now they're sitting there trying to figure out what it is that God offers and whether it's enough, whether it's what they want to hear, whether it's that they want to do with, and whether it's going to be the way which they're going to go. And obviously they choose to go with God, a choice made by them so that they could continue to live. It gave them the chance to become, again, his people with something going forward for them, and that was this new country. This country that they were going over to take. They'd gone through a long thing from Egypt through the desert to the edge of this, and now it's time. But he wants them to make that choice, to remember how they got there and who brought them there and who they're choosing, and to choose to serve him and not the other ones. Their choice. So what do we do now? We make choices? Yeah, we always do. Choose what to do and how to do it. We're going to cut cabbage in a couple of weeks, but we don't know whether we're going to do a sauerkraut supper or not, so you got to make a choice. You know, we're in the business of making choices every day. We make a choice every year when we put together a budget. A budget's something that we've learned to do that isn't always the best thing in the world. I have a feeling, and have manufactured this over the years, that people give to things. They don't necessarily give to budgets. Budgets don't necessarily make people real happy or give them a real warm feeling. And they're not always real accurate either. So that's got to happen too. You know, another choice. What are you going to do for the budget? And then what are you going to do to follow up on Ash? Who's going to be the next one? Choices. The choices you make are conditioned by what you know. The choices the Jews made were conditioned by how well they knew God. They'd seen him take care of them. They'd seen him be in front and behind them no matter where they were. They'd seen him help them destroy people who were in their way, and they did too. The Old Testament's a bloody book. He'd tell them, go in, destroy them, all of them. Don't leave any of them. Man, woman, child, even the animals. Wipe them all out. But he'd been with them, he'd guided them, he'd brought them that far. Choose this day who you will serve. It is your choice. And so God gave them enough information to make the choice, then left the choice to them. They chose him. So do we. Let him be that which we choose, and know that he will take care of us as he took care of them. He gave us his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even to the point of putting him on the cross so that we might have the forgiveness of our sins. And he gave this to us so that we might choose to follow him. Choose this day who you will follow. Amen.